In the wake of several mass shootings, some states, including Ohio, are considering adopting laws that allow courts to seize guns from people at risk of committing violence. Many question whether the so-called red flag restraining orders can prevent violence. One way to possibly predict their effectiveness is to look at how other restraining orders work. There are two protection orders you can get in Ohio, and they're based on your relationship to the offender. Annie Marie directs the Domestic Violence and Stalking Unit for the Columbus City Attorney.
If you are a family or household member under the law, then you go through domestic relations court and get a civil protection order. That orders somebody to stay away up to 5 years is extremely powerful.
That's handled by the Domestic Relations Unit in Common Pleas Court. If you're not a family member and do not reside in the same house as the accused, you head to municipal court.
Different courts. That protection order is also eligible for up to 5 years and powerful, not as powerful as a CPO, which can decide custody and support those kind of domestic relations issues.
It only takes one act of violence to make you eligible for a civil protection order if the court agrees there's a clear and credible threat of physical harm or past violence. And not all protection orders deal with guns. Some just tell people to stay away from their accuser. But there's a problem. Sometimes offenders avoid being served their protection orders.
Now, the trick with that is that it has to be served because we can't hold something against somebody if they've not been served, right? That's a hard thing to do, if particularly if somebody dodges service.
Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Andrew Lucas says people dodge service a lot. Last year, the office handled around 60,000 orders.
People will avoid service or try to avoid service all the time. The problem is they're civil orders, they're not warrants, so we can knock on the door, we can't make them open the door.
Even if they are served, taking their guns can still be hard.
We inform the individual what the order says. If they look me in the face and say, I don't have any firearms, there's not a whole bunch I can do about it. I can't search their house looking for them with this order.
Since the protection order is not a warrant, police have to take offenders at their word. Annie Marie in the Columbus City Attorney's Office wants language put into protection orders that force people to turn over their guns or face actual consequences.
We don't have control over those civil protection orders and ordering them, but would really like courts to start saying, okay, you have this weapon, we would like you to turn in those weapons by this date to this place, so that if they are not surrendered by that time and that date, then there could be a violation of protection order.
The city attorney's office does not issue civil protection orders. That's done by judges, and Franklin County Judge Mark Hummer thinks protection orders already have enough teeth.
And even if there's not, the court can generate a separate order that says bond is conditioned on no acts of violence, stay away from the prosecuting witness, no consumption of alcohol or drugs of abuse, and no possession of firearms.
Defense attorney Terry Sherman was assistant Franklin County prosecutor for 6 years and deals with domestic violence cases regularly. He says another obstacle to enforcement is victims sometimes drop protection orders or decline to pursue charges.
And it's not always a she, but let's, for example, she's going to be very reluctant to go forward. She doesn't want him locked up. She doesn't want him convicted. And she doesn't want him to lose his job. And they want to, in their own inartful way, want to try to work it out.
When people can't work it out on their own, Sherman would rather see offenders go to a diversion program to correct their behavior than go to jail. A Columbus law taking effect next month makes it illegal for anyone who's the subject of a protection order to own guns. In Cleveland, a judge wants to make people accused of domestic abuse say under oath what weapons they have and prove to the courts that the guns were turned in. That proposal has so far failed to make it before city council. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.